You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 20 till 11 here on this Friday, October 13th, which means it's time for our Valley Talk program, and we have a very special guest joining us today. It is Chris Boyk, the director of the Crookston Public Library. And Chris, how are you doing on this Friday morning?
Doing great.
So we have a lot of things to talk about, a lot that's going on at the public library, and it's going to start tomorrow with the solar eclipse that's going to be happening, and you guys are, a lot of things are happening during that.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got solar eclipse glasses, the annular and total eclipses, I believe actually are the 14th, yes, tomorrow, and also then again on April 8th of 2024, so that's a little ways down the road, but we're ready for you. We do have some solar eclipse glasses to hand out if you're interested for you and your family at the Crookston Public Library, so definitely keep that in mind as you're making your plans to check the eclipse out, or both eclipses out. And so that should be a lot of fun. And yeah, as always, there's a lot going on at the library, you know.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on. But the solar eclipse is really unique. As you mentioned, it's, you know, it's only going to happen just a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this time, and then you have to wait all the way till April.
Exactly.
And it should be really nice weather on Saturday as well for people to view it. And it's important that you wear those safety glasses.
It really is.
You can't look at it directly. That's going to really hurt you.
Yeah, people don't realize it. They think they look up, and they're like, oh, you know, that's not too bad. You know, what's the big deal? But, you know, it really is ill-advised. And so we try to be prepared. We ordered a bunch of these to share throughout the region at all of our branches and links and locations. And so we're excited to share those with folks. And you can definitely get them at the library. And hard to believe we're almost midway through October, but we are. And so following some of this colder, wet weather, we should still have some beautiful days left, and it looks to be like that this weekend. So yeah, I think you're right. We could take advantage of the great weather. Come and get your glasses. Take care and protect your take care of and protect your eyes, and just stop in and get a couple pair. We don't have a ton to give out, but we've got enough that if you'd like to, you know, get them, and even if you can share with your family, that would be great, so that other families, more families, can take advantage of them.
Yeah, it is while supplies last.
Yes,
for the glasses.
Absolutely.
So must stress
it's
that.
Not unlimited. Correct.
Yes.
That's a good point.
And do you know approximately what time the solar eclipse might be on Saturday?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't have that information. Maybe I should, but I don't. I would, if you have access to a smartphone or a computer, you could maybe Google that information, or you could contact the Crookston Public Library at 218-281-4522, and we would be happy to look it up for you.
So that's going to be taking place tomorrow. And then on Monday, there's a lot of stuff going on, a couple different activities that the library has.
Absolutely. So the big thing is we have an Art by the Red Art Club meeting at 6:30, or actually from 6 to 7:30. That is actually already filled up. We have had it's a paint on canvas type of group. We have got a filled up, you know, class for that night, but we have been taking some names on the list just in case, you know, someone cancels. And then we also, from 5 to 6 p.m., have the Polk County Family Resource Center is hosting a spooktacular time with kids and families from 5 to 6 p.m. In our meeting room. The kids will create a mummy paper plate, lacing craft, a puffy ghost Halloween craft, and then make their own kind of, I guess they're going to call it a graveyard dirt cup. So there's some activities there for kids and families, 5 to 6 p.m. That's in the meeting room for the Family Resource Center. And so those are the big things, actually. And then, as always, we have throughout the month of October and every month, the first and third Tuesdays, we have our baby bounce from 10:30 to 11, which we would love to have more infants and toddlers, ages infant, you know, birth to three, with their parents or grandparents or whoever caregiver could bring them. Baby Bounce is a great time with those kids. And then we also have our regular story times on Thursdays at 10:30 as well. So would love to have people come out and join us for those. And then kind of rounding out October, we also have on October 24th, we have our Reading by the Red book club from 6:30 to 7:30. That's always a great time. Even if you haven't been there before, you don't have to be a regular member to attend. The book this month that we're discussing is The Violin Conspiracy by Brendan Slocum. And that's always a great time, and they serve refreshments, and usually it's, you know, tea and cookies or something to that effect. And then also on the 31st, we'll be having a mask decorating. Decorate a Halloween mask from, I believe, 4 to 5 we're going to have it. You can celebrate the spooky season by joining us at the library to create your own Halloween mask. And that's really K through 5th graders, infants, toddlers. It's just anyone that wants to come and take part in that is welcome to do that as well.
So there are a ton of events going on. Yeah. Throughout just this month alone, and this is a monthly thing with the library. There's always things going on there. There was one thing I wanted to touch on with the Reading by the Red book club. Is that available to anyone? Is there registration?
Open to anyone and everyone. And again, if you maybe missed the title of the book, we have bookmarks at the Crookston Circ Desk, the library Circ Desk. You can always get a book club, and we're nearing the end of the season now, because then next month we alternate our book clubs. We have two, Reading by the Red as well as Books and Brews, and that always takes place at Drafts. And the Friends of the Library are also always generous enough to supply the appetizers for that particular book club at Drafts, and then you take care of, you're responsible for your own beverage, whatever that might be. And next month's book is Crying in a H Mart, a memoir by Michelle Zauner, and that would be taking place on November 28th. This month it's October 24th at the library. Reading by the Red is always in the library. But great book clubs, they've grown in number, and we're always happy to share. You can either pick up a book club and get all of the titles for both of the book clubs throughout the year, and we'll have a new one beginning in the new year of 24. But you can always pick one up. You can always give us a call. Go to our website and find out what it is we're reading. And we're happy to share any other information about the book club that we can with you, but it's a great time. And they have questions and that they you know, go over as a review of the book, and then just a great conversation. And we would love to have new people all the time. And we actually do have new people joining at different times. So you don't have to be a regular member. Anyone and everyone can attend. And as always, all events at the Crookston Public Library are free of charge.
That's wonderful that it's free of charge, too. And it gets not just kids reading, but it also gets adults maybe back into the swing of reading, especially, you know, when you transition from being a kid to an adult. Sometimes reading has to take a back seat because of all the life stuff that happens.
Exactly.
So a free event is always great for anyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I would mention that, you know, we have the Family Resource Center using our meeting room for regular hours now, Monday through Thursday, but we have a number of partners that we partner with: Career Force, Aluma, the school district. We're working on sort of a fun new thing with the school district that you'll be hearing more about. But we have a lot of partners in the community, and I think that that's what makes any community, certainly for families, I would regard success as being able to make connections. Our mission statement at for the Lake Agassiz Regional Library is really enriching lives and strengthening communities. And I think with all the partnerships that we have throughout the community, we do that on a daily basis. And there are so many services and resources that individuals can take advantage of on a regular basis, whether it's the programming, whether it's, you know, the book clubs, the programs, the additional things that the Family Resource Center of Polk County is offering, meeting space. We still have plenty of ample meeting space, even though we have the Family Resource Center having regular hours Monday through Thursday. We still have a number of groups that are utilizing our meeting spaces, both in the meeting room and the river room. And so there's always just a whole hub of activity going on. I really feel like it's very much a community center and community-centered place.
yeah, the library, people just think it's just all books.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more than just books.
It's so much. It's wireless printing. It's hotspots that you can check out. It's DVDs. It's printing. It's, you know, making those color copies, and people are going to be getting ready to get their holiday letter up and going, and like, oh, what am I going to do? Well, you could, you know, bring it to the library and print them on our color copier for a fraction of the cost. As you could probably print them someplace else, or copy them. And so, yeah, it's a great place. I mean, we have so many things going on for families and for individuals, and we had a great program, legacy programs. I'll remind people the programs that are made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We had a great concert series this past summer that grew in number. We had one concert per month in June, July, and August. We had a great program recently, Our in Kind, that was about the Vietnam War, well attended, very, very thought provoking and educational, and had some of our veterans coming to that and attending that as well. So just a lot of really great, reflective, educational, and entertaining programming, always. And just like your library card, you know, you can come get your library card for free. You can attend all of these different things for free as well, and it's just great stuff.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was about to bring up library cards. Mm-hmm. How can people get that, and making sure that is there any cost to it? But you just said it's free.
It's free. A lot of people don't realize that. Come on in. We'd be happy to set you up with your card, bring in proof of your address, and you have to reside within the Laurel region. And so that's several counties, and you could use that same card in Fertile. I am the hub supervisor for the Crookston Hub, which includes not only our Crookston Public Library, but as well the Climax, Fertile, Fauston, McIntosh, and Bagley Libraries, and then the Gonvick Link. But you could take your card to Moorhead and check out books, or you could check out books in Crookston and return them in Moorhead or Breckenridge or wherever you happen to be that we have a location. And we have a services and locations brochure. You can always pick that up as well at the and you get one when you get your library card. Or you can visit us at www.larl.org. And you can even do a really brief application online for a card, and we send it to you. And once we send it, your proof of address is the actual card being mailed to you and going through. So there's lots of different ways to get a card. We are looking at partnering with the schools, hopefully, fingers crossed, in the next year or so to do cards at the schools. But for now, we've also started a Booker's Book Buddy kind of service with the teachers. So I'll remind any teachers listening that if, much like our Homebound program, we place the holds for you, you fill out a brief survey, tell us the genres you're interested in, the age appropriateness or the age group, the maybe the grade level. The theme or the subject that you are studying or wanting the books for, the number of them, and then when you need them by. And we will not only get them for you, but we'll deliver them and we'll pick them back up. So we're all about service. And we are still offering the curbside service, especially in light of the improvements we've been doing lately.
Yeah, you guys have been doing a lot of improvements mm-hmm. to the library, so let's go over them.
Yeah, we've been doing quite a bit. This past year, we've been fortunate enough to have used our CIP funds for with the city of Crookston for new windows. We got the peak on the roof, the windows replaced, as well as that all sealed up. It was leaking water for a number of years, actually, since I've been the director. It was just getting worse, and so we got that taken care of. All new gutters and downspouts, which is wonderful. And then also recently, the plan was always to add the new exterior lighting because it was all original. The problem was that, and the wiring needed to be redone as well for those lights. The problem was that we really couldn't do that without addressing the concrete problems, and we've had a significant number of concrete problems and water problems. And we don't have even time to get into all the reasons why. But, you know, whenever you have the freeze and the thaw and everything like that, over time it just has gotten worse and worse and worse. So we've had a lot of water pooling. We recently got all of our concrete, 90% of the concrete on the outside near the entrance has been redone now. And we were able to redirect the water away by raising things up and kind of having about a 9-inch drop from where it starts at, raised the drain, and it's very nice. And so now And hopefully in short order, we'll have new exterior lighting as well. So a lot of really nice improvements. We've got a beautiful building inside and out. And if you haven't checked out your local Crookston Public Library in a while or ever, you really need to come and visit us, because it's really a gem in our community.
And where is the address?
It is 110 North Ash Street here in Crookston. Our phone number again is 218-281-4522, and our website is www.laurel.org, and you can just click on the location, Crookston, or any other location you're looking at. We also have a Facebook page, so you can check us out on Facebook. And then I would also like to add that if you're looking to become a friend of the library, we can always use more friends, right? All of us. Mm-hmm. So can the Crookston Public Library. We have our annual membership drive coming up very shortly for the new year. We are looking to attract new friends, new members, and we are looking we have a holiday open house slated for Monday evening, November 13th from 5 to 7. So if you'd like to learn more about the library, maybe you've seen our ad recently at the Grand Theater, we would love to have you join us for our open house on Monday night, November 13th, 5 to 7. Come and hear more about what it means to be a friend of the library. Over the years, they have worked very hard on our behalf to supply a lot of the things that really Laurel cannot, and nor can the city. So we all supply different things, and add, you know, and together, you know, it does take a village, and we have a gorgeous space. But in large part, you know, the friends have been wonderful to us, and they contributed $10,000 to the renovation 5 years ago that we did with our Bremer grant. As well as a match from the community. And then we also they've purchased things like the Clavinova, book towers, just a whole host of different things. Some of the different things that we use for, you know, STEM programming. A lot of times they provide programming and funds for summer library experience that we have every summer. And that's usually attended by, you know, about 1,000 to 1,300 kids throughout the summer. So come and check out the Friends of the Library. We're looking for new members. We're even looking for some additional board members. And we always look for different skill sets and different talents and gifts and ways that people can contribute. So even if you you know, don't want to be on the board, maybe you want to come and volunteer in a different way. Maybe your skills are, you know, with Facebook, developing a Facebook page or maintaining a Facebook page or something like to that effect. So we can find something for your skill set if you're interested in volunteering at the library in the way of being a friend. And we welcome it, in fact. We welcome it. So, yeah, come and check us out.
So there's numerous ways how people can get involved, not just by getting their library card. They can really be involved. There's volunteers. You mentioned that there's opportunity to be on the board. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, there's as you just said, there's a skill set for everyone to be involved at the library.
Absolutely. And actually, the library board just met last evening, and we may have one or two positions. I need to talk with the mayor. But we always have. It seems like the time goes by so quickly, and our board members for the actual local board can only fill 2-3-year terms, and we may have one or two people that are looking to go off, not looking to go off, but going off just by sheer fact that they've served their number of years that they can serve. And so if you're interested in becoming either a Friends board member or a Crookston Library board member, just definitely either give us a call and ask for Chris, or stop in sometime, and I'd love to chat with you about it.
One more time, the phone number and address.
110 North Ash Street here in Crookston, and on the corner of Robert and Ash Street. And our phone number is 218-281-4522. And the website is www.laurel.org. And stop over, look at our new concrete, take a look at our new windows and our beautiful space inside. It really is, I think, one of the best places to be in the city of Crookston, and so much going on for so many different ages and people of different backgrounds and interests and things like that. And all are welcome. We would love to see you and get to know you if we don't already.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you have a great weekend and a lot of activities coming up. So I hope all of those activities go very well.
You as well.
So that is our Valley Talk on this Friday with Chris Boyk, the director of the Crookston Public Library. And now it is time to hear from the Associated Press for world and national headlines.